From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. For the first time in 6 years, the streets of Baghdad and other Iraqi cities are almost completely free of American combat troops. Iraq's government declared a national holiday to celebrate what it called the return of Iraqi sovereignty as American troops redeployed out of Iraqi cities. Violence marred the occasion when a car bomb exploded in a marketplace in the north of Iraq. But as NPR's Quill Lawrence reports, both Americans and Iraqis emphasize that today is a major milestone.
Baghdad citizens took their cue from the police, who for one day replaced their megaphones and sirens with music. Iraqis left the streets empty, some perhaps out of anxiety, but many more because of the holiday, the stifling heat, and the fact that they'd been out partying all night.
Here at Ferdous Square in the center of Baghdad, where famously a statue of Saddam Hussein came down over 6 years ago, there are Iraqi policemen surrounding the square. They've got balloons and streamers and plastic flowers on their cars.
Sitting by the fountains in the square, Wallah Abu Nur says he's been waiting years for this day to come. God willing, he adds, the invaders will soon leave Iraq for good. He says he doesn't think that Iraq will fall back into sectarian fighting. Iraqis have risen above that now, says Abu Nur. He goes on to claim that the worst violence was always instigated from outside the country, a common excuse here in Iraq. But today there was at least partial support for the idea by the U.S. commander in Iraq, General Ray Odierno. After congratulating the government on its day of sovereignty at a news conference, he went on to give a stern warning to the eastern neighbor.
Iran is still supporting, funding, training surrogates who operate inside of Iraq. I think many of the attacks in Baghdad are from individuals that have been, in fact, funded or trained by the Iranians.
The day was marred by several attacks, including a car bomb in the northern city of Kirkuk. Undeterred, Iraqi leaders marked the holiday with televised speeches to the nation. President Jalal Talabani thanked coalition troops for their sacrifice and praised the Iraqi security forces. Talabani is from the country's Kurdish minority, which is the only sector of the population that openly supports a continuing American presence. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is in a more complicated position. Even as he continues to lean on the U.S., he's pushing a nationalist agenda that may well win him a second term in Iraq's elections next year. It was the Iraqi government that brought peace to the country, Maliki said, and he said anyone who doubts Iraq's readiness is aiding terrorists. He mentioned the United States mostly in the context of how soon they would depart Iraq, thanks to Baghdad's tough bargaining with the Americans. Today's milestone is mostly symbolic. No U.S. troops actually left the country, and combat operations will continue with an emphasis on the Iraqi role. American officials still voice serious concerns that internal divisions may not subside before the complete American withdrawal in 2011. Meanwhile, the U.S. military today announced the combat deaths of four more American soldiers. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.